Anyway, welcome to the podcast, Men Talk 2. I'm not going to point because I always keep that screwed up. But I got it this time. That's a laser right there. Boom. Miss TT on the side of her and Slick Rick down at the bottom doing his thing with the audio and video. Shouts out to... Move your head, Rick.
Huh?
Move your head. Move your big ass head.
What's talking about?
Move your head that way. Yeah, Mastermind Studios for putting this together.
I was like, huh? What?
Yeah, you ain't even squirrel, paying attention.
Squirrel.
Yeah, you ain't even paying attention.
Flying squirrel.
Yeah. Hey, so today, Miss Alasia want to talk about social media influence on relationships. This is her idea. This is her topic. Because she left off that in the last podcast we had. We didn't have one last week, but the week before. So, Miss Alasia, what's up? What's happening? What's going on? What you think about this social media influence? Hey, hold up before we go anywhere. I want to say RP to DJ Twitch, who took his life. You know, he was married, had some couple of kids. Hey, if y'all need help, go talk to somebody. Say something to somebody. Get you some friends you can talk to. Do all that. I'm not saying he had issues or whatever, but that's what's going on with him. All right, so RIP to Twitch. Now, Miss Alasia, what's up? What's up with the social media? Why you think they influence relationships? How do they influence relationships? Whose relationships had they influenced? Let's get all into it. What's up? You got Thirstagram out there. I've been watching Instagram all day. Really, literally have been watching Thirstagram. That's what I'm calling it now. Because all I see is bitches twerking and twitching and all this old type shit.
It's just the females on there being...
That's thirsty. All I see. That's all that come across my feed.
You following the wrong people.
It's just random shit. I mean, they got, you know how they got the little shorts and the reels and all that type shit. I'm just flicking through, and that's all I see. Bitches twerking, shaking ass, dropping this shit. Ass all over the place. No ass, fat ass, medium ass, compact ass, just ass.
BBL ass.
Working out girls. Come on. I need a break. Give me something else besides ass.
That's because I
ain't complaining.
It's going to keep putting up that same stuff you be watching because I don't got no ass on mine. Yes. Hair and makeup and nails.
Well, that's what I need to be looking at then. Damn it.
I got a little bit on mine.
I'm sick of them. I really am sick of Thirstagram. That's the name of it.
I'm not sick of Instagram. I'm sick of Facebook.
I'm sick of all.
What's up, Facebook? Yeah, what's up with Facebook?
It's just wild and out of control. And this is what's the problem with social media and relationships. This is one of the problems. This is the main problem. People be in whole relationships. But on Facebook, they be acting like they single. You don't even know they got a girlfriend.
Because they don't post them?
They not posting them. They not tagging them. Then the stuff that they sharing and saying is very much single energy. That is my number one problem with social media and relationships.
Hey, on Facebook, if your shit say married, but it don't say the who, in my eyes, you single. I'm still diving in that inbox.
This motherfucker right here. Bruh. Come on, bruh.
Hey, it don't say the who. The way people take Facebook nowadays, if it ain't on the book, it ain't real.
No, that's really not it. Everything on Facebook is fake, if you ask me. A social media, to me, is where people go to live their fake lives.
Well, that I can agree with.
That's not real.
On my profile, I live in Lisbon, Portugal. I don't know how that works because I got to fly in to work every day in Chattanooga, Tennessee, yeah. But I live in Lisbon, Portugal.
That boy got that money.
Hey, we know how.
Get out of my pocket.
How long have I been saying he got that private jet?
Get out of my pocket.
Private jet.
What's that, Lowell Field?
Yeah.
Get out of my pocket. Anyway. I tend to agree with you, Alasia, on this point. It is the truth. People be flexing and fronting and flossing and whatever else you be. What's the word? The latest word? Capping.
Capping.
They be doing all that shit on Facebook. I agree.
Big capping on Facebook. That's where they go to create the image that they want people to see them as. That is not the real tea.
Of course not, because on Facebook everybody happy. Well, not everybody, boy. Because I had to unfriend a motherfucker the other day because within 2 hours they had 8 statuses. I'm reading it, and I was just like, damn, this motherfucker is annoying. You know what? Let me just unfriend him. And then I realized 2 days later, my whole, like, damn, I ain't been upset. Like, my mood ain't been bad on Facebook. And then I thought about, I did unfriend that motherfucker.
Right.
But it's crazy how reading shit can affect your mood. Shit that ain't even got nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's how I be. When I get on there and the first post I see and that shit's stupid, I go right back off. I say, no, today is not the day.
You probably do that shit on all my shit then, because all my shit be stupid.
I'm talking about not like your shit, Rick. No shit, you trying to goddamn...
Thirst trap.
My shit be funny, stupid.
Goddamn thirst trap a motherfucker.
Yeah.
In the studio, all alone.
Wow. This how it is. This is what I'm doing. Yeah.
He said, look at this motherfucker. That damn old teddy bear, like on laser shirt ass motherfucker.
Oh, shit. So these living single / married folks on Facebook / Thirstagram, because I'm still going to call it Thirstagram. How does it affect you think they normalize? Let's go that route. See what happens.
I feel like you could tell a lot about, I feel like you can see somebody mental by looking at their Facebook. That's how I feel. I feel like if you pay attention and if you have a healed mind, you can see the other people who don't have a healed mind on Facebook. It's very much obvious.
Yes.
What do you mean healed mind?
Like Rick.
Like somebody who been working on their
skills. Like Rick.
No, I was finna say, like Rick just did and unfollowed that person.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I'm about to say, damn.
Like, what the fuck?
It's like, people like that
don't need social media. You don't need to be on social media.
You don't even need to be on social media.
Because that you're using it wrong. If Facebook is your diary, baby, it's something wrong.
Yeah, it's something wrong.
If you put all your business on Facebook, your every move, your every shoe, your every outfit, it's something wrong.
Yeah.
But don't celebrities do that type shit to get followers and subscribers and all that shit?
They getting paid. They promoting.
And 9 out of 10 times, it's somebody else running their pages anyways.
Yeah.
True. But yeah, I used to do that with Facebook back in the day. Every way I was feeling, I posted and all that other shit. And
I go
back and look, be like, damn, I seem like I'm sad as fuck. Hold on. And then it changed. And I was just like, shit, it ain't, people want to see you when you down. Like, they like that type of stuff. So,
right.
I ain't going to give nobody that pleasure.
Drama. You feeling down and out because they feeling better than you that day or whatever. Yeah. I agree. It makes sense. But this diary as a Facebook post, let's talk about that, Lazy, because you hit on something right there. Because there's a lot of people that's actually still to this day doing that type shit.
Yeah. Because I know I got somebody on mine, and he is on there every day saying, can everybody please say a prayer for me? I say, goddamn, this motherfucker needs a prayer every day. Something is wrong. Every day of your life, nothing is ever going right. I'd be like, God damn.
You ain't never got a good day.
Ain't never got a good day. Never.
Oh my God.
Please say a prayer for me. I'm going to this job interview. Please say a prayer for me. I caught a flat on the side of the highway. I'd be like, God damn, every day. I said, I'm all out of prayers.
No!
Sorry about your luck, son.
Which say you got a limited slot per month.
Yeah, God damn.
You got so many prayers per week you can give up to somebody.
Yeah,
okay, God,
that
hell no.
Every day of the week, you need a goddamn prayer.
You need something going. You need something popping off. Yeah, no.
Shit, you need a Catholic priest or something.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It ain't even just the one. You trying to get prayers from everybody that's under your friends list.
Yeah.
That's the thing for me.
They're not even going to pray. Half of the people not even going to pray while you
right.
Book about to pray. Like, this is beyond me. You know what I'm saying? I just, Facebook really irks my nerves. All of it really irks my nerves. It's just all so fake to me.
I mean,
but what's fake about it?
Everybody is trying to portray an image. It's fake. It's fake. We're not getting paid. Nobody is getting paid. You're not an influencer. You're not posting these J's because you done got, what they call it? You on Jordan PR list. You're not doing that.
Right. You're not getting no endorsement deals and all that.
Yeah, you're not doing that. You just posting it so everybody can see you got it. You got the J's, but you probably was late on.
I hate the fact everybody always post their J's. Like, damn, you act like you ain't never had a pair before.
That's the problem. Exactly. Ain't nobody never had nothing. Mm. Everybody want a like, a heart. That's the problem. It's all for the likes. It's all for the attention. It's not real.
Sometimes it's just for the algorithms.
No, that's
count. Yeah. It's not.
You want to go back there again?
Sometimes it's just for the algorithm.
Like,
you want to go back there again?
But that's the likes and the hearts, though. It's the same shit. But
you can't tell me that's the algorithm. Them people be on there doing the most.
With nothing. Or a little.
With nothing or a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, half of them done borrowed them goddamn shoes.
Exactly. Somebody else's shoes. Somebody else's clothes.
Yeah.
Somebody else's car. You're taking a picture in front of. Everybody got to show what they doing on social media. I wouldn't know.
It's all right sometimes. But when you one of them habitual people that's on that every day. Every day you gotta pose a different outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Feeling blessed today.
Look, just because you said it, I'm gonna get on there when we done and post. I'm in the studio. Who wanna come chill with me?
Wow,
that's so lame,
bruh.
I'm gonna throw a big ass tomato
is what I'm gonna find.
Oh shit. So why do you think it is that everybody has to be these fake people on Facebook and Thirstagram?
Because everybody needs to go get help.
I mean,
just that simple, huh?
It's just that simple.
You have to portray, you got to portray the lifestyle that people think you live in on Facebook. Yeah,
you don't have to, they choose to.
Well, yeah, they choose to, but you know.
I mean, look at it like this. It's just like back in high school before social media was around. Well, you had social media. We didn't. Yeah. Back then for us, it was, you know, everybody tried to fit in with the cool kids. You know, social media is the same. Social media is the cool kid. Everybody just trying to fit in.
Mm-hmm. Who is everybody? See, speak for yourselves.
I mean, everybody that's on now, on the constant, that's posting all this stuff.
Posting the people that you talking about.
Yeah. I'm trying to get myself out there. So I can be seen, so I can be heard. Since we got social media now, everybody can see me now. We ain't got to take no pictures with the Polaroid and this snap out, and then you got to put it in the photo album book and wait till somebody come to the house and see your ass fresh in the damn photo album book. Shit, you just throw it on
Facebook. Instant gratification right then and there.
Yeah.
But that's why everybody shooters now, nobody fight. Because now if you lose a fight, it's on everybody see it. If you lost a fight back then, only the people that was there seen it and other people heard about it. Now, when people see it, no. You can't take no L in front of everybody.
Everybody, yeah. So now they feel like, you know, they just got to go shoot somebody because they got their ass whooped.
But why is it that important? That's the whole thing. Why is that so important? If I get my ass whooped, okay, I'm going to live to fight another day. Why is it that important that I got to go shoot you? Because you embarrassed?
Yep.
Like, you ain't never been embarrassed before?
Not in front of the world.
I just couldn't think that much about people. I couldn't care that much about somebody else's opinion. I couldn't give a fuck.
But a lot of people do because
and it's a lot of people do.
The problem.
It's a mental thing, and especially if you know ran around here and got your ass shit on Facebook.
It's kind of like some years back, Lee. You remember the dude? I ain't gonna say his name, but the video where dude got to fighting in the Waffle House and got beat up by the little young dude. And you know, I had the video. Everybody come to me, hey, let me see the video. Everybody want to see it.
Everybody
was so bad that they was posting it on Facebook and they started deleting it off of, he started reporting it so it would get deleted.
So it get deleted, yeah.
Hey, part about it, when I got the new iPad, it came up in my iCloud, so I got it again.
That guy shall remain nameless. Let's put it that way.
Everybody know who I'm talking about. Tulane, I know you saw the video back then.
Yeah, I know who it is.
So sad.
I know exactly who it is.
I think the driving force behind all this stuff, like y'all was saying earlier, is the likes and followers. Notice what I'm saying, likes and followers. Ain't nobody out there branching out saying, hey, yeah, this is me, blah, blah, blah. Thirst trapping, shame shit, all this shit matters. Everybody, like y'all keep saying, somebody want to be seen, somebody want to be heard. Like Elijah alluded to earlier, using Facebook as your diary for your daily activities, which is stupid to me, but it happens. Everybody want to be accepted by somebody. Everybody want to be seen, heard, talked about, the whole nine. That's what it seems like to me, and that's how we get to this point where we at now. True enough, Elijah, it don't make sense to you because you don't do that type stuff, but you got millions of people out there. Those coming up that's just got their phones with the eye stuff, with the thirst. Instagrams and the Facebooks and all that stuff, and you got all these old heads out here too that's my age and older doing stupid shit too. It's all happening because everybody want to be seen and heard. I got nothing for it. I really don't. But how's it fucking up relationships?
Listen, if I see you on Facebook, if I look at your Facebook and you try to shoot off at me, I can tell right then by your post if I'm gonna even entertain you or not. I swear, I'm not down to clown.
But I'm only a Facebook comedian though.
That's not cute. That is not cute, man. That is the biggest turn off.
It is to some people.
Because their minds ain't right. Their minds is not right. I don't know no female who wants the Facebook comedian. Females hate that. The ones with some sense. We do not like that. That's a turnoff. That is a turnoff.
I mean, I can show you my inbox. Man,
they ain't got no sense. I said they ain't got no sense.
He said he can show you his inbox.
Like they were gonna change my mind.
And then guess what? As soon as we get out of here, somebody gonna be in that inbox.
Look, I'm gonna have to blank certain sections. I go
look.
Be like, what'd he say? What'd he say that they laughed about?
somebody gonna be in that inbox, and you know what they're gonna be saying? Keep on doing your thing, Rick. I like it.
But nah, like, and all that is affirmation for him to keep doing the same thing he's been doing.
Yeah,
that's so lame.
Hey, when I really first started, how I told you before, I used to put like everything on Facebook. Man, my baby mama hated that shit when we was together. Like, she hated Facebook. Anytime I put something on there, be like, you just on there for these hoes. Like, damn, I just put
look.
I just posted who I ride tonight. You know, we use meet up at the spot. Yeah. I post who I ride tonight. Oh, you just doing that for them hoes? How not?
Y'all be trying to be saying that's that slick shit. Niggas always think that Facebook.
No.
They always be trying to downplay the situation.
That's letting everybody that I ride with know, hey, I'm out. Where y'all at?
You hit up who you need to hit up. Everybody don't need to know that anyway. So little girls be jumping in y'all inbox. Oh, where you at? I'm finna pull up. Come on now, cut the big ass. Like, ain't nobody slow.
So at this point in time, it would be 30 of us that would meet up on right there on Brandon Road. I'm not finna call 30 individual people.
Man, you had your people tell their people and tell their people. I ain't asking people.
Or I could just make one post and it reach everybody.
No, see, y'all be trying to be slick.
Oh my God.
But see, hey, that's that thinking that she would have right there. Be like, just because that's how you would use Facebook don't mean that's how I'm using.
I don't even use Facebook like that and I know what the fuck be going on. Right, trick, wrong, you know what. I don't use Facebook like that. It'd be clear as day. I had this dude on my Facebook and his girlfriend woke up. I did not know dude had no girlfriend at all. I've been his Facebook friends for years. The way he posts on there, the way he talk, you would think he was single. His girlfriend got up one morning and was like, hey, Facebook. They was like, is this the type of stuff you post when you're in a relationship? She screenshotting his profile. He on there talking about eating coochie. He on there talking about not claiming a girl. Whole time y'all living together. Why you talking about eating coochie and you in a relationship? It's not like you tagged her in the status.
Ooh.
So that's opening the door for the next girl to be liking and hopping in your inbox. Oh, so you want to eat some coochie. Now you at the hotel eating coochie.
Hopefully he ain't just doing that to random.
Like,
hey, bro, come on. You know it's people out there that do that shit.
Yeah.
They out there, like Alasia's friend, Facebook friend, well, ex-Facebook friend or whatever. He out there advertising, trying to pick up some more ass.
Exactly, trying to pick up some more ass. That's all that junk be. Who out riding? Why is you worried about it? You got a girlfriend. No, the little girl's going to be liking it. Where you at? Come on now. You ain't got the, I don't even have to use Facebook that way to know that. Like,
well, maybe everybody don't use it. But see, that's one of the things that go back to
like we do.
The few fuck it up for the many.
Yep.
It's like that with everything. The few fuck it up for the many. That go for everything. If somebody done have somebody that use Facebook in that way on them, and then somebody else ain't using it that way, but it could be misinterpreted like that, then you automatically assume they using it the same way the other person did.
Listen, if I ask you to stop and you don't, that's another problem.
Damn. Wait, what?
If we're in a relationship and you posting something I don't like and I ask you to stop and you don't stop, that's a problem.
Well, how you know I'm posting it if you ain't got no access to it, if I ain't tag you in it?
Because it's we can see somebody out there that's screaming.
Good point. You got a damn good point.
Part two, yes. And they
like, damn, I just posted, I hope everybody having a great day.
I mean, ain't nobody
That's code word for A.
Yeah. Look, that's cold word for hey, come sit on my face.
Right.
That's what they think.
Twice.
Ain't nobody said it.
Twice, goddamn it. Yeah. Fucking up relationships. Social media has done its thing. We all know that because we see these celebrities getting caught up with social media. Just not just us normal everyday people, because like ladies just got through saying again, dude out here posting like he's single. You never know. He had a girlfriend married.
He had a girlfriend that he was living with. Okay.
Hey, if it ain't Facebook official, it ain't official.
That's a lie.
Exactly.
But in this day and time, it is, because if you don't put it on there, you SOL. And that's all I got to say about that.
What does that mean? What do y'all mean if you don't put it on there, you SOL? Explain. Don't tell me that's all you got to say about that. I need an explanation.
It is, because if, like, you just got through saying it. Dude posting all this shit, like, he was single. And then his significant other slash girlfriend slash whatever screenshotted all his shit that evidently she didn't know nothing about until just now.
Well, she been
just then.
I just feel like that's a respect thing. Anyway, when you get in a relationship, certain stuff that you shouldn't post anyway, even if you're not posting me, like, and then that's another thing. Men think somebody just always want them to be posting them. No, but we also know that y'all show off what y'all like and what y'all got. We know that. So if you post me every blue moon, that's fine. You ain't got to post me every day. Don't nobody want to be posted every day, but sometimes you want to be showed off a little bit. Y'all be acting like somebody. Then they always say, oh, I like to be private. Baby, you could post a picture of me and your hands holding. You ain't even got to show my face.
That ain't, well, I don't know. I was gonna say I ain't been in a relationship in a minute, but I ain't never posted nobody I was dating on Facebook. Facebook would be like serious relationship. Now you go to my Instagram, you gonna see all the little randoms from the different dates and shit.
The randoms get a post, but the relationship don't get no posts.
No, I'm saying.
What kind of backup shit is that?
No, I'm saying, like, for me to post you on Facebook, it got to be relationship, because I know how people view Facebook. It can be took out of context.
It's nobody's business. Honestly.
But on my Instagram, you gonna see some of everybody on there.
So it's different levels to it?
For me, it is.
Facebook just gets whatever, and Instagram. Wait. Change it up.
Yeah.
Facebook is for the serious shit.
Like the party place.
And Instagram is just the party place, whatever. Yeah. Fuck them hoes, thoughts, and whatever else they got there.
Yep. Man, I'm not posting no whoopty whoop at all. If you a whoopty whoop, you're not getting posted. What sense does that make? What the fuck am I posting you on anything for? I'm not posting
because
you. That's not that.
So this is one of them things about it. As a man, a woman don't want a man that another woman don't want. So if they see you out with all these bad females, then that, oh shit, what he got going on? What he doing?
Don't nobody think like that.
Shit. Just cause you don't.
That's because y'all be fucking with chicken head hoes. I can't understand.
You go to my.
I just cannot understand.
They out there, Laser. I promise you they are out there.
They is slow. That is, it's right. Wrong with that. I'm not talking to nobody like that.
We get that. We get your mindset, but we talking about everybody outside.
We talking about, yeah.
It's slow.
Because there's plenty of them out there.
Yeah.
Young and old.
Yeah, young and old.
Yeah. I don't want no.
Because look at it like this. Look at married. My friends that are married get more play than I get as a single man just because they married.
Mm-hmm. I done heard that.
Just because they fucking married.
There, that's their whole purpose in life is to fuck up a marriage.
Yeah.
That's their whole purpose, to see some shit get fucked up. They throw that every time they get somewhere around you, they know you married and you ain't got your wife or a significant other around there with you. They clicking pictures. Hey, I was seeing him out here at this, blah, blah, blah. He's doing this, blah, blah, blah. All that shit happened. Hey, they amped it up another level when they came out with this social media shit, though. Yeah.
Shit, I just
it was just word of mouth back in the day.
I had a married woman shoot a shot at me last week.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
out there. There's some dumbass people out there that do that. Men too. There's some men out there that do the same thing.
Same thing. Yep. But they had just one guy.
Like I said, your Facebook don't say who you married to. You single.
Wow.
I know mine said it's single.
I don't even have that on my page. Mine don't say nothing. I don't have that on there.
So you automatically single then?
Right. You don't want to be chained to there 2 weeks when you and dude break up, get back together, break up again, get back together. You ain't want people to think you bipolar.
What?
Oh, shit.
Man, just say single, and that's it. It's been that way forever.
Man, I had changed mine one time to prove a point.
What was the point?
And who did you prove the point to?
Because somebody was like, you just got a Facebook because you trying to get bitches.
Hmm.
No. Nah. So I changed it to in a relationship. And it was like that forever. Matter of fact, until they blocked me.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Must have been a female after you.
Yeah. Man, stay single, and I guess somebody put me in that single Facebook shit. I don't know. I guess I pop up.
What you talk about?
That when you got that single on there, that dating Facebook shit.
You have to add yourself into that because it just pop up, but you know your profile don't be on it.
Something popping up because every time I turn around, 3, 4, 5 of them, and they single. I'm like, did this shit put me in here?
No, you're not. The niggas is just thirsty. Relax.
I guess that's
why. I'm going to change my styles to see what happens.
It ain't never confirmed.
Yeah, you have to go in there and do all that, girl. You'll know if he was in there.
No, I ain't in there.
Yeah, you're not in there. You're definitely not in there.
I know, I ain't in there. Be in that shit.
Don't start about no plenty of fit.
Damn. That's jumping at his best right there.
Oh my God.
Plenty of fish. And what's the other one?
Tinder. It's a bunch Tinder. Of them.
Thirstagram.
Yeah.
Steel. Thirstagram.
Honest.
Girls, yeah.
Yeah, they be doing the most on now. I got a couple of guys at work that be doing that type shit.
I thought
that
you
Tinder.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
You do what now?
I thought you was gonna say you on now. I was gonna say,
Stop. No. No. I know some guys at work that are though, and they.
Yeah.
They fucking every day.
That's so nasty.
Ain't it though?
You on there, Rick?
On what?
Tinder.
Nah.
Just somebody put. Fish.
Nah, I ain't on none of that. Yeah. Hey, back in the day though, yeah, I had created somebody at Volkswagen put me on Tinder. I'm gonna leave him nameless, but that was my dog. he put me on it. He was like, "Bro, I be getting all the white bitches off here. Look."
Yeah.
Even what's her name?
We ain't saying that girl's name. These people be watching us. Yeah. Being damn HR. Yeah, no, we ain't saying that girl's name. They know though. If you know, you know.
What? Somebody on there?
Yeah, we'll see it off camera.
I'm talking about.
We'll talk about it. Yeah, we'll talk about it
off camera. We'll talk about
most
it off camera.
Y'all know.
Oh shit! Hit away.
Hell no!
And I ain't been there forever. I gotta know who this is when we get off here.
You know who it is.
Yeah, but dude said they be going. They're first date going. We ain't talking about no put in no time.
Yeah,
it's first date going. Date. I'm like,
it'd be a text.
And hey, it'd be a bunch of married women on.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Y'all know who else be on there? Couples. Ooh.
Yeah,
couples
on Tinder. Yeah, because
they looking for a third. They
looking for a third. Yeah. Oh shit, it goes down on Tinder. Yeah. They trying to get it in.
Yeah, that's what you into.
Join me and my wife, me and my husband. Yeah, it goes down. They goddamn swinging. I don't know.
All that shit come to a head.
Yeah, they gonna come to it.
One of them ain't trying to do that shit no more. What happens then?
They ain't trying to come to a head. They trying to give some head.
Yeah, exactly.
Good point. Cheers to that.
Both of them trying to get some head.
Mm-hmm. That's horrible.
Shit, it's fantastic to them. Shit.
Y'all know it.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We got a bunch of them at work, too.
So, ladies, has anybody Facebook worthy, Thirstagram worthy, fucked up a relationship with you?
My ex used to have my little round ass on Facebook, and I'm too big to be here. Hell, shit.
Look at Rick.
I'm just telling the truth, hell. I'm posting him. That nigga don't want to post me, hell.
Oh my God.
So, if you get in a relationship with somebody, would you change your status to in a relationship with that person?
I wouldn't even have to do that because you would know I was in a relationship.
But I'm saying, would you do that?
I wouldn't have no problem with doing that. But I never had that on mine, but I wouldn't have no problem.
Is that a deal breaker for you if he don't want to do that?
If he don't want to change his relationship status, no, because it's not on mine. Like, but you can post me sometime, post my hand, post something. Tag me in a little status, but don't hide me. Don't hide me.
It's couples out there that got Facebook pages together.
Hey, I never do that too. Dumb, corny shit.
Why not? Corny? Come on, bro. That's
Facebook name be some Rick and Jessica lovingly each other for life. like that's the corniest dumb shit ever. Rick and Nicole gonna spend Rick and Nicole for eternity.
Right.
Yeah, that's how it be.
Like, man, fuck that.
Says corny, huh?
You'd never see me. I'd never be one of them niggas with a joint Facebook, bro. Like, oh, that's dumb.
And I'm gonna tell you another thing they dumb asses do. Even if they don't have a joint Facebook account, they'll get a significant other their password.
Is that dumb?
And then be trying to hit other females up in
okay,
their
yeah,
inbox.
That's dumb. That's some stupid shit.
And then next thing you know, this bitch in your inbox, some you try to talk to my man.
Oh, that's another thing. That's another point too. Don't write me about your man on no damn Facebook. I can't stand shit like that. Do not write me on Facebook about your man.
I mean, like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I had to cuss a dude out, but it was about 2 years ago now about that dumb shit.
Yeah, why?
Don't write me about now, nigga. I hate that.
I was like, bro, I don't even like big girls. She like three of me.
This boy's stupid. Oh, shit.
like, bro, I know some people that'll love your big girl, but not me. Yeah, like, not me.
And if you got to write me about this man, you need to go ahead and hit the door. Especially, and then look, that'd be the thing though. You're gonna write me about this man, either I'm gonna tell you or I'm not gonna tell you. We're gonna get to arguing or we're not gonna get to arguing. But either way, you still not gonna leave this man. So why is you writing me anyway? They be write me and I'm gonna ask you, well, is you ready to leave him? If you say no, don't inbox me no further. Because if I tell you anything, it's not gonna change nothing, you still gonna stay with him. Why are you writing me?
True.
I just got to the point to where when dude hit me up about his old lady, I just always say yeah now.
Man, I'm not saying nothing. Get out of my Your nigga is what I'm gonna say. Ask your nigga. Whatever he say is the truth. That's what I'm gonna say.
Be like, whatever you think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
What you gonna do about it?
You said Tulane said something about Facebook passwords.
Yeah.
Is that a trust factor thing going on?
I mean, it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she got the password. But then at the end of the day, if you know you still going to be doing dirt, don't be giving her your password.
I wouldn't be doing dirt and you still ain't getting my password.
Yeah, I just don't know if it's necessary.
Why not? Because
the second you get mad at me, you can lock me out my shit and I do my business off my Facebook.
I ain't even never thought about it that way, but I just don't want your password anyway.
Yeah, I don't want your password.
Most women, it's some women out there that do.
Yeah,
they do.
Delusional.
But that's their insecurities.
If you got delusional, if you go checking, you gonna find something.
That's why I don't do that. She always said that. I don't do that. I'm not checking no phones. I'm not checking no Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's gonna come to me if I need to see it. And if not, I'm chilling until then. We having fun until then.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes a whole lot of sense.
Hurt my own feelings. You be starving for a week because you done went through a nigga phone. Can't eat, chest hurt, you're weak in the knees, need to clean up. I ain't going through no phone. I'm not going through no phone, baby. I just don't even keep your password and all that.
You need to lose 10 pounds to finish dress by weekend. Hey, just go through somebody's phone. You know what I'm saying?
Best weight plan off of the devil.
Go through the man phone.
I tell you right now, you get my password and go through my messenger, you're going to see some ding-lings because somebody forever sending them. I tell you that now.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
And don't think I ain't no look.
That's the quickest way to piss me off. I will get your ass blocked. That is the quickest way to piss me off. You just sexually assaulted me on the app. No. That ain't no different than you pulling your thing-a-lang out while we sitting right here. That's no different.
But I'm going to tell you what pissed him off.
You just sexually assaulted me on the app. I'm going
to tell you what pissed him off when you look at it and you don't say nothing.
Shit out of here.
Hey, you look. Next time somebody do that, you hit them with what's that?
Wow. On me. You
probably do that already.
And I don't even say nothing. And then next thing you know, they hit me back and say, "Did you get that pic?" And I still I'm sorry.
Look, send a little, send that gift for that lady where she's squinting like.
Yeah.
Hey, that'll hurt a motherfucker pride right there.
Oh my God.
They be like, I know she seen it because her face down here is
like, why? That's some pervert shit. Why would you do that? And men really do stuff like that. Why would you send me an unwanted penis pic?
And then half of them should be sending nobody shit.
I ain't never sent one like, nah.
Oh my God.
You ain't weird. That shit is weird.
Yeah.
You be like, bro, you should keep that shit to yourself.
That is weird as fuck for them it to be doing. It is weird. That.
I've only ever even sent one of them in my entire life. Only one person's ever got that.
I mean, it's just like, I'd be like, okay.
And?
It pissed me off. It made me mad.
I didn't
look at it. Bad, Alicia.
Man, because you weird as fuck doing some shit like that. Like, if I was in your face, you would have got punched. Like, why would you do that? Why would you send me? Especially when you had no type of conversation.
Right.
Penis? Nigga, you can't even pronounce my name looking at it on Facebook, and you're going to send me a picture of your lips. Get the fuck out of here. Like, that type of stuff pisses me off.
I'd be like, oh, okay.
Oh my God, you can't even say my name.
No, when you see that correctly, on Facebook, you don't know what it say.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh, Alize.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what they usually say. Yeah. Alize. Yeah. Alize.
Ain't
Alize.
Nobody named Alize.
Oh, I'm sure there's some ratchet parent out, mama out there that named
it. There's some Alizés out there.
Yeah, I know a girl, but I'm talking about me. I ain't named Alizé.
Yeah,
I
know a girl named Alizé. Right.
You're like, girl, we know what your mama like to drink.
Really? Or you was birthed on.
Crazy ass.
Oh, my God.
These people be crazy, y'all. This social media is just a problem. It is not even just a problem in a relationship. I just think it's a problem altogether.
In what way?
Because I feel like if it was like if social media was used in the right way, it wouldn't be such a problem. I don't know. I just can't get down with social media these days. That's why I'm that's why I barely be on there. Cause I used to be one of them people who used to be posting like everything I thought, like Rick said, everything I thought, everything I felt, I would post that on social media. But when I started going to therapy, that jump went, it went out the window. It was just so embarrassing. Like some of the stuff I used to post, I hate to see it. I'll go and delete it like it's still gonna pop up today. It'd be from 2012, I'm deleting it.
But see, the difference is so you actually got real help. Some people look at making those posts as their help.
As their outlet, yeah.
Man, get a journal. Or you can get a Twitter account and make it private and tweet all that stuff. You don't have, everybody do not have to. It's ways around all that.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong either. But Elijah, to your point, and let me say this, people in this day and age like instant gratification. They want instant reaction, instant. As soon as somebody says something, they want to be admired or pat on the back or girl, I'm glad you put that out there because somebody need that help. They want that. That's what's going on now in this day and age that we got now. They want confirmation of the shit that they put out there. That's what it is. And you don't do it, but it's plenty of people out there that, yeah, my dog died. Yeah.
Okay.
So you know, I miss my dog. I'm just saying that. I'm just using it as a.
I would do that.
No, I'm just saying. But you know, you got people out there to be like, you know, yeah, I understand your dog died. I did this in order to get through for my dog being dead, and it's just instant right then and there.
Yeah.
When you can't talk to nobody that's around you because they probably at work or doing whatever they're doing with their kids and that's for and so on. That's instant gratification. Just like you saying with this dude who posting shit about eating ass or carpet munching or whatever the hell he's doing, he getting instant gratification by, I'm sure, plenty of women out there or jumping into his inbox immediately saying, hey, if she ain't enough, let me holler at you.
No, yeah.
Same shit. It's the same shit.
This is what's funny. This is what's so funny because y'all know how like we like... It's all about the likes, but it's some people who be posting like they everyday life on Facebook.
Exactly.
And they don't get no likes, but they still be doing it. It's like, what are you really doing this for? Like, your mama, your brother, your sister, your cousins, nobody liked the post.
Right.
But you still on here every day jumping fresh. You got me. I'm telling you, you get 2 likes, baby. And listen here, you just need to stop at this point. Like, I don't care about your days at all. Like, 2 likes and you on here telling your everyday life?
But the thing, but that's how it go though. Like it's like with my business shit. I post studio shit, I might get 5 or 10 likes. I post that dumb shit, I get fucking 70, 80, 200 likes.
They be dead posting dumb shit too and don't get no likes. They be trying to be a Facebook comedian and don't get no likes. That's what's so funny.
It take time to build up to that. I ain't get likes like that at first.
Man. This nigga been going at it for years though, Rick. It's one specific dude.
I don't know what to tell you, my guy.
Oh, I want you to see his Facebook too, Rick, because you think you be saying some stuff. No, this man is a whole clown, Rick. Like, if you can see his stuff, he don't get no likes. He don't get no play. Like, he don't get nothing. He still be on Facebook cutting up, y'all. It's so bad. Like,
hey, what be crazy though? From where people know I post some of that shit, like some of the shit I don't even come up with. Somebody be like, hey, post this. And they send me something, I be like, oh, that is funny. I got that. And I take it and run with it.
Man, this one dude. Hey,
what you think about the post and repost of when stuff don't, I guess it applies to them, but they too scared to put it out there. Because there's some people do shit like that too.
Yeah.
If I want to post something crazy, I post it on Snapchat. And it don't even be nothing too crazy. But if I want to post something crazy, I post it on Snapchat because I have to add you on my Snapchat for you to see my story anyway.
Look, this show how old I am. I don't even know how to use Snapchat.
I don't either. I got
you don't need nobody's Snapchat.
I got one. I got one because a female asked me if I had one. So I went and created one.
Mm-hmm. Rick, you would like Snapchat if you knew how to use it. Yeah. I'm not getting funny. He really would. You would like it if you knew how to use it.
That boy gonna be on that time about my DM popping.
I sit on fire right now.
Look, look, look. I might need to
pull yeah, we're gonna teach you how to use
it. Yeah. It was shit on fire right now.
Yeah.
That's the app you need right there.
Yeah.
Snap yeah, like, on Facebook and a Thirstagram.
Yeah. You gonna put shit on that Rick. DJ Kelly.
Stop it. Yeah, Rick, that's hey, the one you need right there. You need that snap.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got it, and it's there for when somebody want to send me something.
No, get the hell out of here, man.
That's what it's there for. That's what it's there for.
Hey, right here.
Hey, when girl, like I said, I ain't even had one. Girl asked me, she was like, "You got a snap?" No, nah, but give me like 5 minutes. I was like, "Here you go."
It's a damn shame.
Give me that fat dog.
Ladies, this your topic. What else you want to cover on your topic on this old?
What's wow, the old people's perspective? Y'all the ones who old. How y'all think it affect relationship?
Wait a minute.
Hold don't on, try to act like y'all ain't a little old now.
What
do the old people be doing on Facebook?
They don't be on Facebook like that. They be putting up church announcements and shit.
Sister Pearl done. Pearl hosting the bake sale.
Oh, wait. Wait, y'all. Because y'all play too much. Y'all play entirely too much. I want to know.
Church, we got the church announcements coming up. You know, come on.
I'm playing, man. Wait, Mom, I got a question first.
And they do. Every motherfucking Sunday.
They at church.
Why church choir singing in the back?
Yeah.
I showed in your service today.
See, but this is my next question.
Oh my God. My go ahead, Lacey.
Is, it ain't no old naked hoes on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't no old nigga hoes on Facebook.
I got plenty of them.
Some of them be sexier than a motherfucker, though. Hey, yeah. Hey.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Y'all talking about it.
Sometimes
about
black don't crack.
It sure don't.
That's no, all I'm going to say.
Yeah, they be wilding too, Alasia. Be honest. Yeah, they be wilding out too. I mean, if it's in you, it's just in you. If you was wild when you was young, you'll be wild when you're old.
So. No, that's not true. Some people change.
Shit.
Some of them, I'll be like, damn, she 40 sale looking like that?
Yeah.
Shit.
Wait a minute, motherfucker, you 40.
I know, but I'm just saying.
The fuck?
I said black don't crack.
They be thinking my mama, my sister. I'll be like, that is my mama.
And I bet you Tulane be like, hey, don't tell them that shit.
No, she be like, I'm the mama. I'm the mama. Yeah. They're like, is that your right sister? No, she ain't my sister. Yeah. Don't boost her head too much now. Now y'all do it.
Hold on now. Let her live.
Now,
shit.
I have to tell the youngins. They be like, Mom, what's up with you? I be saying, you know how old I am? I'm an old lady. They be like, shit, ain't nothing I can handle. I be like, yeah, I know you can't. Get your ass on. Mm. Yeah. And then don't let them say mama. Everybody turn around.
Yeah, we at work and we call her mama. Everybody next be like, I'm like, damn, what's the look at?
That's your mama?
Yes, it mama is. Yeah. This is my mama. Mm-hmm.
Like, don't crack. Some of them do, though.
Yeah, some of these motherfuckers be cracked and crisp.
Some of them look like old level.
I'd be like, God damn.
You blowing their ass, they gonna turn to dust.
Yeah, shit. Like that motherfucker done been through World War IV.
Shit.
Yeah. That's what I be saying. I be like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, you got some old
dumbass folks out there that be doing stupid stuff. Yeah, that's the truth too.
Yeah.
They using it for spy tech, like you saying, like these young folks be doing, getting in their Facebook pages and whatever, and trying to figure out who they talking to. Their relationship ain't on the up and up.
Yeah. It's not so much my Facebook with the vulgar stuff, but my Instagram.
Right.
Yeah, it goes down on them.
I really don't be on Insta though.
Yeah, I do, because it's a lot of funny stuff on there. But then, you know, once you get to strolling, all kind of stuff be popping.
How you on Instagram to look at Drake and get off?
Damn, ass be flying everywhere. I be like, okay then, girl.
That's it. That's Instagram. Thirstagram, they be on there doing it all. Yeah. Doing the most.
Indeed.
Like, damn, I'm looking at a comedian. Next thing I know, I got ass and people feet on the wall stretching, and what the fuck going on?
She was just doing yoga.
Yeah, what I'm saying.
Hey, look,
white
ladies been up like a pro.
Follow a couple of yoga instructors, Lee. Hey, yeah, you like, girl, I hate you like that. Like,
yeah, it's going down.
Niggas just nasty. Shut up.
Wait, what?
Oh, man, no, you must didn't hear Rick.
No, I didn't.
You always talking about some what? Pay attention.
I follow a couple of yoga instructors and I be this pictures. I be like, I hate you like that. I already know what you're gonna say. Like that.
Exactly.
Just like
that.
Yeah. Come on,
bro. Ask the tail self.
Come on, bro.
Nigga.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Reese
ain't gonna have him struggle
about
her
ankles.
Oh my god.
Get a hog tight ass and just spin her ass around.
Y'all ain't shit for that one.
That's Rick.
Rick told you out there thirst trapping on a sly.
They on the. They ain't no goddamn sly. Ain't shit sly about Rick.
Exactly. You be on here capping two times. I said, I be trying to look for somebody. No, the fuck you don't. Shut your capping ass up. You ain't motherfucking thing.
I do want something serious.
You can't even say this shit with a straight face.
He didn't look at the camera when he said that. Hold on.
Let me look at the camera. I do want something serious. Like, if it come up, I ain't going to just jump into nothing. The problem nowadays is women want to be married in 2 weeks.
Don't nobody want that.
Wait, what?
That's the women you be talking to. I'm sick of having this conversation with your ass. If you don't switch up the women you be talking to, because I'm tired of your opinions on us women.
Say 2 weeks, Rick.
Yeah, two weeks.
After 2 weeks, you got to put a ring on.
Trying to be married, you know.
Trying to young.
Like, damn, I don't even know you yet, baby.
At least they wait 2 weeks. At least go hard on the first date.
Yeah, I'm killing it on the first date.
You got the ring in the back pocket.
Talking about,
come on now, what you
want? Look, this the ring. We're gonna play 30 questions.
Right.
Answer enough of them right, and it's yours.
Yeah, and it's yours.
And notice, ain't nothing there. There you go.
That's because you better quit asking them down 21 questions.
Fuck them hoes.
It's all about us.
Oh, I play too much. Every single person you play too much.
Oh shit! Mm. You got to know how to do it. You got to ask the right questions.
Yep.
Shit. I'm blow up, y'all.
You look like you keep on talking about he looking for somebody. I hope you find somebody.
I do too.
I really do.
Me too. Little Latino.
Oh,
see,
don't
God.
Start that bullshit. We didn't ask all that. We just said you hope you found somebody.
You want to go all into the preferences right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. We didn't ask you if she's going to be polka dotted, striped, purple.
Ass fat.
No cellulite. We didn't ask all that.
Hey, I'm like, what's that takeoff said? I like my bitches with cellulite.
Was he the one who said that?
I think it was.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. No, I don't like no cottage cheese.
And I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn what you get. As long as you make that puss pop, that's all that matter. That's all that matter. Just make that thing pop. You could be 350. Long as it's popping. Yeah,
no. 350.
It's popping.
I don't like big.
I mean, I understand two something ready to do something, but 350, I don't know about 350.
Hey, my friends say that big girl stuff be popping.
Man,
hey, Mike say the same thing.
Who?
Wow. Mike. Hey, we definitely gotta hear
him. The Lil Mike be watching us because y'all.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to hit him up.
Business out there, Lil Mike. If you ever see this, tell them to stop doing you like that.
And
man.
You know what he gonna say,
"Fuck
him."
Lil Mike don't.
He told me he wanted to come back. He told me he wanted to come back on the show, so I might have to get him on there next week.
Yeah, you gonna have to get him on here.
I'm trying. Hopefully, well, I'm trying to get the room done within like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I shoot him a link. Hell, he could do it remote.
Yep.
Yeah. Fuck. Ain't no big thing. He with the shit. That's for damn sure.
Sure is.
Oh, sure. My God.
Do something ready to do something.
Yeah.
Well, on that note.
Yeah, we can shut this thing down. Ladies, I guess you know, asked all your questions about social media, right? And the relationship. Where you at?
Who?
You.
I'm feeling my little drunky drink, too. I'm not even.
I know. You about done.
Look, man,
I'm ready for another one. I'm about to cut a rug tonight. I don't know what you're talking about. It's up.
Cut a rug. Okay.
I'm gonna have to get my refrigerator in here this week so I can start having my liquor.
Yeah. I'll bring that curveball up there. Let y'all taste it.
We in tomorrow.
I don't know. But yeah, let's do it tomorrow.
What we doing tomorrow?
Nothing.
We cooking? Cause you talking about some tomorrow? We just gonna be drinking.
Who said I was cooking?
I'm just saying.
Here we go.
All right. Well, what's that?
Hey, on that note, man, it's been real, man. We talking about social media and how it's fucking up relationships or enhancing relationships. This is a Alaysia's topic. I think she covered everything. If she didn't, we'll come back to it at another date. Y'all be good. Be safe. We'll holler at you. Peace.